Anaida.
Hi guys, my name is Anaida and today I'm going to tell you the story of the Little Mermaid Princess. Many years ago, there lived at the bottom of the sea a mermaid princess who was very beautiful. However, she was a bit unhappy because her parents would not let her visit the surface of the sea. Oh, how she longed to see what life was like on the shore. So one night, when she could no longer contain her curiosity, quietly and without seen by anybody, she swam all the way up to the surface of the sea to admire the wonders of the land. And what a strange sight she saw. The surface of the sea was very rough, with giant waves crashing all around her. And the little mermaid princess suddenly saw a ship being wrecked on the sharp rocks near the shore. She also saw that a boy was struggling in the waves, calling for help and trying to stay afloat in the stormy weather. She quickly swam to him, lifted his head up, and kept him from drowning. Meanwhile, the boy had fainted and could not see that it was the Little Mermaid Princess who had saved him. The Little Mermaid Princess kept him afloat and pulled him to the beach. She did not want him to see her mermaid's tail, so she hid herself behind a rock. She saw some men come running and pick up the young boy, who actually turned out to be the prince of the land. The Little Mermaid Princess fell in love with the prince and wanted to marry him. But she knew that he would not marry a mermaid with a tail. So she went to meet the Witch of the Sea to ask her what she could do to turn her tail into legs and live on the land married to the prince. The witch told her that if she wanted to have legs instead of a tail, she would have to sacrifice her voice. The Little Mermaid Princess decided that she would give up her voice in return for legs and drank a magic potion that the Witch of the Sea gave her to make this happen. In return for her voice, the magic potion turned her tail into legs. The prince found the little mermaid on the beach, but sadly, he did not recognize her, and the little mermaid princess had no voice to tell him who she was, and that she was the one who had actually saved him from drowning. On the following day, the prince gave a ball at the palace and invited the little mermaid princess. She accepted with delight. At the ball, the prince introduced her to his fiancé, who he was going to marry. The little mermaid princess was deeply hurt and ran off towards the sea. She wanted to go back home to her parents and she wanted her tail back. She was so upset that she threw herself back into the ocean. She still had legs instead of her tail, but luckily Neptune, the king of the sea, was able to give her back her tail. And the little mermaid princess became as she had been before. Since then, on the night of the full moon, accompanied by dolphins and seagulls and other sea creatures, the little mermaid princess watches the ships and fondly remembers her beloved prince. The end.
Question of the story with Anaida.
The question I'm going to ask you about this story is the potion which the little mermaid princess drank. What was the magic power of this potion? The answer is, the potion's magic power was that in return for her voice, it turned the little mermaid princess's tail into legs. I'm sure you knew that. Thank you for listening to the story. Bye!
Princess Stories with Anaira.